On Monday, the news was announced that former Russian President Boris Yeltsin had died of heart failure at the age of 76. Throughout the world, Boris Yeltsin will be remembered as the man who dismantled the Soviet Union and led Russia in its first chaotic years of independence. The 1990s were also the first years of renewed democratic rule in this country, which had been a Soviet satellite for many years. Earlier, Pavla Horakova spoke over the phone to Oldřich Bureš, a lecturer at Palatsky University in Olomouc, up talking about the role of Boris Yeltsin in the formation of post-Soviet Czech-Russian relations.
I would argue that Boris Yeltsin's main role and key legacy was that he was the man who buried the Soviet Union. Of course, he in many ways followed what Mikhail Gorbachev started, especially in terms of Eastern Europe relations with Russia or the former Soviet Union, the infamous Sinatra Doctrine, that each of the socialist systems will have its own way, so to speak. But it was only Boris Yeltsin who in 1991 definitely gave up the idea that there will be a Soviet Union and therefore also something like an Eastern Bloc. So I would argue that was the most important legacy for the perspective, at least for Czech Republic.
Also, Boris Yeltsin was the first Russian president to visit the independent Czech Republic in 1993. At that time, a crucial bilateral treaty was signed. How important was this treaty for Czech-Russian relations?
Well, I think this was one of the key treaties because, of course, it was a new leadership very much in Czech Republic, a newly elected president in Russia, who was at least at that time still seen as the key supporter of the democratic transition. So there was still lots of question marks where Russia will be going, and as I said, whether there will be perhaps some revival of the need to have some sphere of influence in Central and Eastern Europe. And this treaty, I think, was a clear mark, at least from the perspective of Eastern European countries, that this will not be the case.
What would you say are the crucial or were the crucial points of Czech-Russian relations? Was it the debt, for example, or the former military presence of former Soviet troops in Czechoslovakia?
Well, from my perspective, definitely the military withdrawal of the Soviet, or we can say Russian forces, which was completed quite early on. And then the second thing, which was also possible under Yeltsin, and it would probably not be as easy under Putin, as we can see with the debate with the anti-missile system nowadays and the threats from Russians, was Czech entry into NATO. There were definitely some voices from Russia, especially from some Russian intellectuals and from the Russian military, that criticized our decision to do that, the Czech entry to NATO, but officially, basically, they recognized that we will have the choice and that they cannot really do anything about it. So there was some noise about it, but we entered, and I think that was another real major milestone on the way of Czech Republic and also in the way Russia looked at Central and Eastern Europe. And this was possible under Yeltsin. I would not be so sure whether it would be possible under Putin if he entered into power 3 years earlier than he did.
And that was Oldřich Bureš, a professor at Palatsky University in Olomouc and expert on Russia, recalling the impact of the late Boris Yeltsin on Czech-Russian relations. He was speaking to Pavla Horáková.